And it's time for a special patriotic 4th of July Independence Day edition of Talking Books featuring the one and only Susan Brown, head of the Chapel Hill Public Library and Chapel Hill Community Arts and Culture, joining us here in the studio. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm well.
Great.
How are you doing, gentlemen?
We are fair.
Wow.
Okay.
A rip-roaring start. Yeah,
I'll see you well. Go.
We are spectacular.
Oh, there you go. And yeah, raise you a spectacular.
Better. Yeah. How's it going? A lot happening.
A lot's happening. Yeah. Yeah. Busy week. At the library, we are making plans to take our next step, but not quite ready to give the details, but it will happen within the next week or so.
Awesome.
More on that later. So staff is really excited to take that next step. And of course, we've got fireworks this weekend. And what else is going on? Oh, we just launched our Tracks in the Stacks videos.
Yeah.
So we're
yeah, tell
busy.
Us about that. This is the next step for the Tracks Music Library is to actually go into the stacks and record some live music, right?
Yeah. So yeah. This was when we launched Tracks last year.
It was.
We were hoping to do some music festivals.
So long
I know,
ago,
right?
Doesn't it? Yeah.
Some festivals and pop up concerts, but of course, COVID. Wah wah. So we worked with artists when we were able to bring them in the building, and we first had the title, truly, like Tracks in the Stacks. Why don't we bring some artists into the library and shoot these sort of Tiny Desk-style concert videos? So we worked with Josh Rousey, a.k.a. Rowdy. He was sort of our host and executive producer. We brought in three artists, and over the course of a Sunday afternoon, we filmed them all just rocking out.
Wow. Was it all filmed in one day?
It was.
Oh, nice.
So we worked with a great video crew called Vertex Theory, and we set up a kind of a intimate, they're in the vein of the Tiny Desk style concerts. Mm. And then Josh really wanted to do some interviews with the artists. So then it sort of flips over to this kind of late night style interview. And they're just delightful. So we had XOXOK and Aoni Jeffries and Austin Royale kicking them off. So we hope to do more of them, but those dropped yesterday.
Yeah, and kind of in honor of that, live and local tonight, those will be the featured artists for the spotlight. It's gonna
nice.
Be Tracks in the Stacks. We'll have all three of them. We got a Rowdy song on our playlist, so we'll have that one too. So
oh, that's great, that's
6:30 this evening, tune in for that. And then, what is the, is it Chapel Hill Arts? Is that
yes.
where, chapelhillarts.org/tracks,
yep.
right?
You yep. got it.
Yeah, chapelhillarts.org/tracks, and you can get all three of those cool concerts, and they're up right now. I haven't had a chance to, because they just went up yesterday, I haven't had a chance to actually watch them yet, but I'll do that later today.
Well, and the tie into this show that's great, too, is Josh was really key on, like, tying it to library and books. He's a super fan of
yep.
Chapel Hill Public Library. So the first interview question in the post-concert interview is about their like favorite book, and they talk books for a minute. It's great.
Yes. Love great. It. We're speaking with Susan Brown, Chapel Hill Public Library, and we're talking books. So let's talk books. We got 4th of July just around the corner, so we'll use that as our prompt. Independence Day, 4th of July, Revolution, America, patriotism, whatever we want to do with it.
Well, I think food.
All
so
right, good.
There you go.
Go for it. Yeah, food, barbecues, cookouts.
Right?
Love it.
So thinking about freedom and all of the conversations now about, you know, when freedom came to whom and when in this country and who's still struggling for freedom, I want to recommend one of my favorite books of the last year or so, and it's called Jubilee by Toni Tipton Martin.
Yeah.
So her first book was called The Jemima Code, and it's a history of Black cooks in America, Black cookbooks. It's really wonderful. And then Jubilee is a cookbook, and it's basically she takes traditional African-American cooking and sort of updates everything for the modern cook, but she also gives you the history of all of these recipes and famous Black cooks, and it's wonderful. So if you're doing a potluck, and there's everything in here from if you need to make the dessert, I have to say her sweet potato mango pound cake is fantastic.
Nice.
If you have to bring a side dish, she's got a version of that the broccoli salad with the bacon and the raisins, right?
Yep,
she's got a great version of that. She's got a killer mac and cheese, chicken wings, all of it. It's such a great cookbook, and it's entertaining, and it's educating, and I've cooked about half of it, and it's easy to cook, and it's a great book. So
awesome.
Jubilee by Toni Tipton Martin is my 4th of July recommendation.
Victor?
Well, that's food. I want to talk about fireworks. Fireworks is the one that I'm going to take. And I found out through my little research for Talking Books today that John Adams is actually the man to thank for some of the first references to 4th of July fireworks in a letter that he wrote to his wife on July 2nd, 1776. Quote, "This day will be the most memorable in the history of America. I am apt to believe that it will be celebrated by succeeding generations as a great anniversary festival, solemnized with pomp and parade, bonfires, and illuminations." Illuminations is what people call fireworks, because fireworks are kind of boring for a long period of time because we didn't know how to make them do different colors, because it takes a lot of heat to make metals make different colors.
So just fire in the sky.
Let's pivot. You ready?
Yes.
John Adams,
right?
HBO series, the book about John Adams, written by David McCullough, who also wrote a book about the Wright brothers that fully rips. His Wright brothers book is excellent, and that is my formal 4th of July reading recommendation.
All right. It's a good North Carolina recommendation, too.
Yeah.
I like it.
Crossing over lots of different things here.
All right. So I've got a book that involves food and ends with fireworks, and, you know, ordinarily I'm the nerdy one, but I'm going to go with a kid's book today, and it's my favorite children's book. I still have it on my shelf. It still holds up going back and rereading it as an adult, The Westing Game by Ellen Raskin, Wanda Newberry. It's a puzzle game. It's about a bunch of families that come together at this apartment complex. They get like sucked into this game to win $600 million inheritance or something ridiculous. But there's kind of a patriotic theme behind it, and it all ends on the 4th of July with this like big, huge, explosive finale. And it's such a good book. Like the wordplay, the humor, the characters, the drama. The tension, the suspense, the puzzle that you're trying to figure out at the same time all the players in the game are. It's just such a fantastic book.
I totally forgot that that book ends on July 4th.
Yeah, yeah. With the big fireworks.
Yes.
I think they accidentally go off, but it ends up being serendipitous.
There's fireworks on the cover.
So, yeah. It's a fantastic book, so that's my recommendation.
Love it.
You got one more?
I don't.
All right. ChapelHillPublicLibrary.org for more information on the library, and for more on the tracks in the stacks, check out ChapelHillArts.org/tracks. You can see those three concerts right now and tune in to Live and Local tonight, all hour from 6 to 7, but especially at around 6:30. We'll be throwing the spotlight on all four actually, counting Rowdy, of the artists that are involved in the tracks in the stacks performances. Susan Brown, thank you so much.
Thank you.